Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning.
Hey, girlie, what's up? Mind trouble?
A tiny bit, just a tiny bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What did I do? Uh-oh.
All right, give me 2 seconds. It's a thing.
Oh, boy.
Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to pull up order numbers?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
Look up order number, customer service. Order look up. Okay, and then... Yeah,
scroll
no.
and find order.
Okay. That would be O, so that would be like right here. Okay. Order ID?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds. I'm about to send you the order number.
Okay. Kidoki. Oh. OMG. Okay, hold on just a sec. Okay. There we go.
Leave it on equals because we're looking up a specific order number.
Okay, cool. Oh, okay.
All right, click his name.
James Folks. What? Okay.
All right, so scroll up. On March 10th, this customer called in, and you placed a subscription order for him. And at the top of the account in the customer page, you see how it has OTS only, no exceptions?
Oh, where's that? Oh,
at
right
the
there.
Top.
Yeah, I see
yes,
it.
Ma'am. So, the reason why this customer is strictly a one-time shipment only is because he calls in and claims he never signed up for a subscription and gets a refund every time. So, that is why he is a one-time shipment only customer and has been for about a year and a half now. So, unfortunately, when you issued his subscription, you also went in and issued a refund for the order, too, which I'm unsure why. So, he got a completely free shipment there. So, all I want to do is make sure you understand to always look in that top section. And under no circumstance are you ever allowed to give a customer that has OTS only, no exceptions, a subscription offer. I don't care. If they're, I know, it's this dude's going to call and get a refund because that's what his pattern is. Like, you saw how it was giving you that no string error invalid thing at the top. It's because he has so many subscriptions. Like, if you look, scroll down to his continuity section, look at that. Look at every last one of those. All of those were subscriptions
understand.
That he signed up for.
Oh, this whole thing. Jeez, that's a lot of stuff. I don't know what it necessarily means, but... okay.
he's abusing our systems.
Got you. Okay. And
we do not allow abusers to reorder with us subscription-wise. He's literally ordering the subscription, calling in... canceling because he just wanted the discounted rate, and then calling in when he runs out, ordering more, getting another subscription, which is why his account is giving that error. Because he's abusing the system. So I just want to make sure you understand, under no circumstance, if they have OTS only, are they allowed a subscription. You can pay full price or not order with us, and that's it.
Okay. So what do I kind of like tell them?
You put your foot down. Well, sir, I'm reviewing the account, and I show you can only place a one-time shipment order. We are not able to give you a subscription at all, unfortunately. Just be nice. Like,
yeah,
explain
okay.
the exact situation. Yes, sir. I'm reviewing your account. I show that there's been a lot of accounts created, refunds issued. Unfortunately, that's considered a high-risk factor with our company. You can only place a one-time shipment order. And no, sir, we cannot deviate that or provide a discount.
Okay. Okay,
like, you just straight up tell them what you see on the account. With OMAX, you put your foot down.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right, I'll always look at the thing here, make sure there's no notes
and
or whatever.
The same thing with chargeback, fraud, abuse. Any, if they have chargeback, fraud, or abuse on the account, under no circumstance can they have an order at all. No ifs, ands, or buts, ma'am.
What does chargeback look? Will that be in the notes, or will it,
yeah,
it look
the same place where it said, right there where it says OTS only, no mm-hmm. exceptions? All of those three keywords that I just said would be in that specific spot.
Okay.
So always, always, always check that spot to make sure you're not doing it wrong.
Okay.
Or placing orders that shouldn't be.
Okay. All right. That sucks. I'm sorry. Well, no, I don't see anything about it. What were you talking about, the error message?
So when you remember when you first logged into his order and pulled it up?
Uh-huh.
That no strings box at the top?
Oh, okay.
Go out of his account and re-look it back up. You'll see what I'm talking about when you enter it again.
Okay. Oh, Lord. I've got a wisdom tooth that's, like, trying to kill me, dude. Okay.
Oh, I got dentist work. I got mouth work today. So, I understand, girl.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's a murderous. Okay. Okay.
I had all four snatched at once. So
that right there.
If you can do it. Wait, yes, that at the top. And that is because he has had almost 30 different subscriptions. OLX is not designed to have that many subscriptions. So it's essentially OLX's way of saying, hey, something's wrong with this dude's account.
Okay. Got you. Okay. All right. We'll note. Noted. Noted.
Any questions?
No. Just check the box for the notes there.
Yes, ma'am.
I got it. All right. I appreciate it. Is anything else?
You're welcome. Nothing on my part. You've actually been doing absolutely fantastic, so I really have no major complaints on it.
Cool. I appreciate that. Mucho.
No problem.
Gracias.
You got any more for me?
Nope. We're good to go.
All right. I'll probably shoot you an email today or Thursday, one to recap our conversation.
All right.
Just when you get that email, respond to it for me.
All right. Will do.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, girl.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Uh-oh. What is going on here?